Hi friends, it's Sam here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday. So do you remember the iconic Bobo doll? It was an inflatable clown that kids could push down and then it would pop back up. I mention this relic because, as teachers, we use the analogy of the Bobo doll to describe the resilience that mindfulness affords us with consistent practice. Mindfulness helps us become more resilient so that, like a Bobo doll, we don't get pushed all the way to the floor, only rocked off kilter, which makes it easier to get back up and find equilibrium again. This reminds me of a colleague I had who was a mountain climber. I remember him because, unfortunately, he got sick often and he seemed to be chronically stressed out. When we discussed how I worked at a slower pace and felt less stressed, he told me that there are two types of climbers. The first kind of climber pushes past pain, ignoring cues from the body to rest in order to reach the peak as quickly as possible. The other climber takes frequent breaks, responding to their body's cues for rest, even if that means it takes longer to get to the top. He told me that I was the latter, and that he was going to start taking cues from my climbing style in the future. Life, like mountain climbing, requires quite a bit of resilience. And fortunately, mindfulness practices promote resilience as they help us to become more aware and more finely tuned to the cues and needs of our mind and body. When we respond to our pain or discomfort when it's a 3 out of 10 instead of a 10 out of 10, we can prevent stress overload and burnout from happening. So here are some tips for promoting resilience by bringing more mindful awareness into your daily routine. First, it's helpful to remember ways that we cultivate mindfulness beyond the cushion, through means other than meditation. Slowing down, even if it's just during the walk from your car to the grocery store, or eating more mindfully during lunchtime, will help you to feel more centered and at ease in the middle of a hectic day. I like to say that you can assert your own pace, meaning being aware of your tendency to speed up as life starts to speed up around you, and instead take a breath and slow down to a pace that feels good to you. Second, we can remember tools for emotion regulation that allow difficult emotions to be felt, acknowledged, and learned from so that they can pass more quickly throughout the day. Pausing to name our emotions is an effective way of reducing the impulses and urges that come with them. So for example, if you do something wrong accidentally, you may feel this wave of anger that comes with self-critical thoughts and urges. But if you pause to ask yourself, "What am I feeling?" and then asking, "What else am I feeling?" you allow yourself to see layers of emotion, like shame, sadness, and maybe disappointment. As these emotions are acknowledged, the critical thoughts and urges begin to subside because you're giving space to those underlying feelings. And if you're looking for a practice in the app to help you build resilience, there's a great short 5-minute practice called Feel Resilient, in addition to our SOS content, which you can use to take short pauses in your day to check in. That's it for me for today. May you have an easeful day and a pleasant evening, and I'll see you back here tomorrow.